Jason Ounder is with us from Hapai Te Hauora, the Chief Operating Officer. And public submissions are now being called to the Summary Offences Move On Orders Amendment Bill. Now, the closing date for submissions, Thursday the 2nd of July. Jason, thanks so much for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe. Well, we'll get to Jason in a moment. From a Hauora perspective, we are looking at what is most concerning about the move on orders. And one of the issues is that it appears many believe that the police powers for moving rough sleepers and the like already exist, and that this is something of a publicity stunt for the government. Jason's with us for a kōrero. Thank you, Jason, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Del.
Thanks, mate. The bill could see rangatahi as young as 14 fined or charged for behaviours linked to homelessness. Does this approach risk punishing vulnerability rather than actually addressing real need, Jason?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly our point on this. It's look, it's been framed really, really strangely. It's around tidying up the streets. It's around getting homelessness out of sight, but not actually addressing some of those core causes of it.
There's some talk that it's more a publicity stunt on an election year, that the police already have powers available to them. They could do the same job that these new move-on orders would suggest. Do you think that it's been hastily prepared, the legislation that's under consideration now, Jason?
It does feel like that way. It does feel like it's more around wanting to be seen to be doing something about the very visible homelessness crisis that everyone is clearly noticing. And it's just one of many crises that we're experiencing at the moment. There's a cost of living crisis. There's a housing crisis. So all of those things obviously weigh into this and have caused the homelessness to become even more visible than it has been for a while.
So this is homelessness where people are sleeping rough in shop fronts, etc. But it doesn't really do much for the real problem. And homelessness is not necessarily just those on the streets, is it? It's a much wider problem, but this one seemingly being used to garner votes.
Yeah, look, we know at the moment that homelessness is really high. We've got a lot of people, a lot of whānau sleeping in cars, sleeping in family members' garages. The wait for social housing is huge, so there's just not housing for people to go into.
From a Hauora perspective, what concerns you most about the proposed move on orders and the impact it's going to have on our rangatahi in particular, but not just rangatahi, because there are many older people, sadly, forced into homelessness. What concerns you most about the health perspective here?
Well, yeah, obviously, it's just kicking the can down the road. So we're not actually addressing the homelessness. We're not addressing the issues that these whānau are facing out on the streets. Many of them very, very young. It is just putting them out of sight, which will make it harder to deal with them. We could be pushing them into more dangerous situations, into areas which are more dangerous, but out of the view of people. So away from sort of the lights of the city. They could be moving into industrial areas. We don't know, but at the root of it, we are not addressing the issues. We're not helping them. We're just kicking them down the road.
Tēnā koe, Jason. It does seem that, you know, if you're homeless, one of the issues is safety for you, and that would be the reason that they choose to live in lit areas rather than, as you say, out the back, down alleyways or in industrial areas. So it's understandable why they would be on the streets, given the evidence around housing is the most effective intervention. What do you think the government should be doing to prioritise instead to support rangatahi and improve outcomes? What should be the next step from the government, do you believe, Jason?
Look, there's some really good services out there trying to help rangatahi on the streets. So the first step would be to really take these up, to pump some more funding into these people, because they know how to deal with the rangatahi trust them, but sending out the police to shift them along is not going to help our rangatahi that often have been let down by the system to gain more trust back in that system. They need help. They don't need to be told that they have to move away from the one place that they've found that is safe, where there's more people. They need some good wraparound services, assistance. And ultimately, as a society, as Aotearoa, we need to look at what's putting these kids on the streets, and what can we do to stop this even becoming an issue? That's a long-term solution, but it is where we need to be having the conversation, not how can we sort of see them less.
The submission process, there's been a lot of criticism that much of the legislation with this coalition government in their first term has been rammed through the House. And do you think that the amount of consultation the public have been invited to submit is what we need as communities? Or do you think that this the pace of it is again too fast? I see the submissions close in just a couple of weeks, Jason.
Yeah, it is a tight turnaround, and it is tricky for those, especially those affected by this, who will be affected by this, to engage in this process, which is concerning. It's not an unfamiliar sight, I guess. A lot of, as you said, a lot of legislation is being pushed through at the moment quite quickly. But when we do have something like this, it is so important. It's really important that we do hear the voices of those who have maybe been through homelessness, who are going through it at the moment. So I do question whether this will capture those voices.
Tēnā koe, Jason and Alexander is up on Tauora, the Chief Operating Officer there. Mate, what are some of the issues here? Has your organisation been funded appropriately? And what would you say are the priorities in the mahi that Hapai Tau would have been doing so proudly for so long?
Yeah, look, we know that Hauora Māori Services in general are underfunded when we compare ourselves to, say, our mainstream counterparts. But we still do what we can with what we get. And linking this back to homelessness, we obviously deal with a lot of other issue areas, particularly in the addiction space, which all has a sort of a knock-on effect with and can cause homelessness. And it all sort of compounds. So I think that one of the solutions or part of the solution is to start getting funding out to these Māori providers, on-the-ground providers that are ingrained in part of these communities already and already helping with other issues as well, because they have the trust of the communities, not necessarily organisations like New Zealand Police. And look, I'm not having a shot at police. I've heard some of them speaking out now and saying that they don't particularly want to do this either. They understand the issues probably better than some in Wellington, because they are on the streets talking with our homeless whānau all the time as well.
Many of them, in fact, I might even say most of those who are living rough are our people. The life expectancy for them is not great. Health issues that they are exposed to, that's not great either. Are we doing as much as we could, Māori, to assist those who find themselves in this predicament, Jason?
I think we're trying. And like I said, there's some great services and there's some great people who are out there on the streets doing everything that they can. But I think it's more of a societal issue. We need to look at the upstream effects, what's causing this, and what can we do to prevent homelessness.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Jason, for your kōrero this morning. It's an issue that is important, and certainly as a Māori broadcast platform, we find it is absolutely vital that we mention it regularly. The closing date for submissions to the Summary Offences Move On Orders Amendment Bill, Thursday the 2nd of July. With us today, Jason Alexander from Hapai Tahawata. Tēnā koe, Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe.